This is Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. Thank you for being here with us today. So, what does an empty bowl actually mean? For many, it's a very powerful symbol. So think about it. An empty bowl is, well, never really empty because it is, in some ways, a way of asking, an expression of anticipation, maybe, of something about to be filled up. And joining me now is Maria Lovischuk. She's executive director of Glory Hall, which has its empty bowl benefit coming up. But before we talk about the details of this, Maria, I'm just kind of curious, what does an empty bowl mean to you?
Well, to me, I mean, now I associate empty bowls with the beautiful bowls that Paul Volckers and you know, his family and so many other bowl makers in Juneau create. But prior to me taking this job, an empty bowl meant hunger, which is really a very scary and painful and I think an unacceptable phenomenon in our society.
So empty bowl is a way to solve that problem by asking for the community to chip in and help make a difference. So empty bowl has not been quite what it was due to COVID over the past couple of years, but I understand that it's going back to some of what it used to be. Can you tell us about plans for empty bowl?
Yes, and so, you know, we weren't sure what this spring was going to look like, and we decided to take the cautious path. And so this year, empty bowls will not be in Centennial Hall. It will be outside of our new facility at 8715 Teal Street. And folks will be able to get a look at the new facility if they haven't had a chance to do so already. And there will be lots of bowls set outside. We're super grateful to everybody who created a bowl. And there will be soup and wonderful rolls and cookies from Breezin and other cookie makers that people can take home and eat.
That's wonderful. So what do you think that the empty bowl has the capacity to do? I mean, how much has it contributed to Glory Hall's operations, and how much more could it do?
So it's our biggest fundraiser of the year, and annually we provide over 55,000 meals. So we do breakfast, lunch, and dinner at our facility, and we are feeding anywhere between 50 and 115 people every single day. And so what this community contributions and our wonderful sponsorships help us to do is literally provide meals to people who do not have any ability to get meals elsewhere. And so we are a safety net for people who are otherwise would be facing, who would otherwise be facing hunger.
So I understand that the Glory Hall is on the precipice of a merger to do something different. I mean, we already saw the big change of moving from downtown to this special campus that kind of brings all these social services together. So what's this next step about?
Okay, so this next step is to basically get our wonderful accountants to be not so stressed out. So the Glory Hall has been operating Juneau Housing First Collaborative Project together with our partners for the last 5 years. And so what we're going to do is we're going to merge Juneau Cooperative Christian Ministry, DBA, the Glory Hall, and Juneau Housing First Collaborative. The resulting organization will be called, this is really very creative, Juneau Housing First Collaborative, doing business as the Glory Hall. It's and there will be no changes to neither the Glory Hall programs or Juneau Housing First Collaborative programs. Glory Hall will continue to provide emergency shelter and connection and meals, and Housing First will continue to provide 64 units of permanent supportive housing in our community. However, we will have one board meeting every month instead of two. We will have one set of books instead of two. And we'll have one board instead of two boards.
My goodness. You know, I have a memory of meeting you maybe 10, 12 years ago, and you were at the Glory Hall. It was not the Glory Hall, and it was downtown, and you seemed like you were in a deep hole because you were buried with possessions of people experiencing homelessness, trying to figure out things for them. And it was managed chaos, but it was chaos. And so when you look back at that time, did you have ever imagined that there would be this level of collaboration?
Yes and no. I mean, I think it's still pretty chaotic. We try to manage the best that we can, but I think, you know, we could definitely be doing better. But I think, have an inkling that whatever we set our minds to in Juneau can come true, because this is just such an amazing, generous and wonderful community. And I think, you know, we just have such a level of collaboration in our town that lots of other towns don't have. So I just, yeah, it definitely is better, I think, when it was 12 years ago, but I think it's like not super surprising because there are just so many amazing and generous people who live here.
But I guess it took faith to stay with it, because that is a job with a high burnout rate, I imagine. And just to pass on some kudos here, congratulations on your AWARE Woman of Distinction Award, recognized with a very elite group of wonderful women. And also, I guess we should also mention that you were awarded a sabbatical from the Rasmussen Foundation. And that was given quite a while ago, but yet you haven't gone on your sabbatical yet, this wonderful opportunity. What's holding that up?
Well, you know, things just keep on coming up, but I'm definitely going to go on July 1. That is the last possible date that I can start and still get the allotted time in this calendar year. So I'm definitely going on July 1 of this year and feeling super lucky to have gotten it. I don't think a lot of people applied this year, which was really fortunate for me.
So what are you going to do? We all want to know.
I'm going to spend a lot of time on the water. I really love kayaking and then boating with my family. And so we're going to do a lot of that. And I'm going to go visit my dear friend who lives in Chicago and expose my son to doing some city things. And just going to read a lot of books. I really love reading books, and I have not gotten the chance to read as many of them as I have wanted to. So really looking forward to just like reading. I have a list of books I want to read, and I think I'm going to be able to read them all.
We always hope, don't we? And I hope that nothing comes up that keeps you from taking this well-deserved sabbatical. But quickly, will you recap the Empty Bowl fundraiser information? What do people need to know if they want to take part in this?
So people can just go to our website, www.feedjuno.org, and tickets are available online right now. And thank you so much to everybody who has purchased the ticket. And it will be on April 26th, and it will start at 3:30, and we'll have wonderful bowls to choose from. Thank you, Breezin, for the rolls and the cookies, and we will have delicious soup.
Boy, that sounds wonderful. Well, thank you very much, Maria Lovischuk. Hope that this benefit gives you more tools to do your work.
Thank you so much, Rhonda.
Thank you.